think I was so many faults to you. One life to live, so be true to you. They don't know what they say, and they don't know your secrets, and they don't know about when he took your life away. Sight all in flames, and I'ma burn one for you.
Mystery man came over and he said, I'm out of sight. He said, for a nominal service charge, I could reach Nirvana tonight. If I was ready, willing, and able to pay him his regular fee, he would drop all the rest of his pressing affairs and devote his attention to me. But I said, who you jiving with that cosmic debris?
Look here, brother, don't you waste your time on me.
The mystery man got nervous and he fidgeted around a bit. He reached in the pocket of his mystery robe and he whipped out a shaving kit. Now I thought it was a razor and a can of foaming goo, but he told me right then when the top popped open there was nothing his box won't do with the oil of Aphrodite and the dust of the Grand Wazoo. He said, you might not believe this, little fellow, but it'll cure your asthma too. And I said, who are you anyway?
Look here, brother, don't you waste your time on me.
Don't waste your time. And your preparations and ram it up your snout.
But I got a crystal ball,
he said, and held it to the light. So I snatched it all away from him and I showed him how to do it right.
I wrapped the newspaper around my head so I looked like I was dead. I said some mumble jumbo then I told him he was going to sleep. Arrived his reins and rocket rods and everything was about. I had that sucker hypnotized, he couldn't even make a sound. I proceeded to tell him his future then, as long as he was hanging around. I said,
the price of meat has just gone up and your old lady has just gone down.
Now, is that a real poncho or is that a Sears poncho? Don't you know you could make more money as a butcher? So don't you waste your time on me.
Don't waste it.
Hello, and we're live, ladies and gentlemen, with What a Program, hosted by Bingo Crisco, and today we got our special guest, George Katalus.
Hello.
How's it going?
It's going well.
All right, so today's show episode is called Cosmic Debris, after the song that we just heard by Frank Zappa off of his album Apostrophe. One of my dad's favorite guitarists, making him proud. And today the theme is that it's all going to be songs with lyrics that I think are especially meaningful. There's just really, really great lyrics. I had George, we got to come up with a DJ name for you later on in the show. George picked out a couple songs, which we'll talk about later. So this is one you're going to really have to listen closely to, because we got some true poetry going on here. Next up, we have Eastover Wives by Dent May off of his single That Feeling / Eastover Wives. Bellissima. Here we go.
She'll get around, 'cause he's done.
Her consultation is 10 to 4. Kathy, Catholica, in the box from 3 to 4. In the shadows, leave genitals at the door.
Moment that he saw her. Her walk was soft and delicate with a thaumaturgical touch that only a rabbi's daughter could have. Before their eyes had even met, her luminous lips had already lured him in. Salvation winked with the promise of a bris held at pinnacle, and a congregation of sages bunny hopping and chicken dancing to Yiddish minto. Then their eyes linked, an eon blinked, Amharic vows were scried upon their hearts. Just to think, this could all be with a phrenectomy? And a few words of love. When it comes to love, there's a fire in the deep end of my heart, giving me the heebie-jeebies. You see, I know the land of wooden waters, merely fodder for love's slaughter. And darling, I've watched you cakewalk to the immaculate conception for far too long.
The songs we just heard after Eastover Wives were Clara Clairvoyant by Donovan off of Open Road, and then we heard Shabop Shalom by Devendra Banhart off of Smoky Rolls Down Thunder Canyon. Those are two of my most favorite songs in the world. Absolutely incredible, and the lyrics are amazing. If you're just tuning in, this is What a Program with Bingo Crisco and...
DJ.
We still haven't come up with a DJ name for him.
We're working on it.
Yeah, we'll have it by the next talk break. George Catalyst is our lovely guest star today. If you're new to the show, every show I like to do a dramatic reading of the PSAs we have here in the studio. So George Catalyst is about to do that one of those for us right now, and so strap in, ladies and gentlemen.
Have you or a loved one been affected by airplane noise? We need to stop this abuse, people. At times, hundreds of planes a day fly over the same neighborhoods, schools, playgrounds, and homes. As many as one every minute.
It's tragedy.
We need to make our skies fair for all. So we're asking you to join the Boston West Fair Skies today. www.bostonwestfairskies.org. Or you could also call their noise complaint line at 617-561-3333. Thank you.
I love that they call it abuse. I feel like that's disrespectful to the word abuse.
Yeah, really.
Planes, where are they? All right.
I've never felt attacked by them. But if you have been, please reach out to these people.
Call that hotline. They're very passionate about stopping planes, stopping the miracle of flight. Next up, we have a classic from my childhood. Maybe some of you have heard it. Maybe you remember it from when you were five and you were squatted in front of your little non-flat screen television. I don't know what they were called back in the day. Watching Sesame Street, because this next song is I Don't Want to Live on the Moon, performed by Ernie. And I'm not playing it ironically. I really think it has some of the most beautiful lyrics of like any song in the world. I get goosebumps every time I listen to it. So, you know, it's a kid's song, but give it a shot. Here we go. I don't want to live on the moon.
Well, I'd like to visit the moon on a rocket ship high in the air. Yes, I'd like to visit the moon, but I don't think I'd like to live there. Though I'd like to look down at the earth from above, I would miss all the places and people I love. So although I might like it for one afternoon, I don't want to live on the moon. I'd like to travel under the sea. I could meet all the fish everywhere. Yes, I'd travel under the sea, but I don't think I'd like to live there. I might stay for a day there if I had my wish, but there's not much to do when your friends are all fish, and an oyster and clam aren't real family, so I don't want to live in the sea. I'd like to visit the jungle, hear the lions roar, go back in time and meet a dinosaur. There's so many strange places I'd like to be, but none of them permanently. So if I should visit the moon, well, I'll dance on a moonbeam, and then I will make a wish on a star, and I'll wish I was home once again. Though I'd like to look down at the earth from above, I would miss all the places and people I love. So although I may go, I'll be coming home soon. 'Cause I don't want to live on the moon. No, I don't want to live on the moon. Thank you.
certain things that went before. I know I'll often stop and think about them. In my life, I love you more.
And we're back, ladies and gentlemen, with What a Program! Hosted by
Bingo Crisco and
the new DJ Pauly G.
Pauly G, baby. But you have to say it Pauly.
Pauly.
Pauly G. That's his new DJ name. If you're just tuning in, this episode is all songs with great lyrics. There were some sad, I had to cut a lot of song. There were some sad omissions to this because there's a lot of songs with great lyrics that are rap songs, but they have swears in them that we can't play. It's a family show. So instead, we are going to be playing one of DJ Pauly G's songs next. Down Easter Alexa by Billy Joel. Do you want me to tell us a little bit about why you picked this song?
Yeah. It's also on the album storefront if you're looking. And I've held this song fondly for a couple of years because it really reminds me of New England, and it's really a place that has become special to me.
Mm-hmm.
And the lyrics also, they tell a story of really a fading lifestyle. As the oceans continue to die, there's a wonderfully interesting culture of baymen and people who work the sea that are going to fade with it. So I think it's a cool song.
All right, excellent. So this is Down Easter Alexa by Billy Joel. I've never heard it. This is, which is, you know, weird, because Billy Joel's so popular. I there's a lot of music that I missed out on growing up. So this is a nice little journey for me and for you. Here we go. Alright, and once again, we're back. So we just heard The Down Easter Alexa by Billy Joel off of Stormfront, and I realized I forgot to list the songs that we heard before that. So after we heard I Don't Want to Live on the Moon by Ernie from Sesame Street, then we heard a similarly themed song, The Moon Song, written by Karen O and performed by Karen O and Ezra Koenig off of the Her soundtrack. Then we heard In My Life by the Beatles off of Rubber Soul. And finally we heard Fireworks by Mitski off of Puberty 2. So we just heard one of Pauly G's choices. And we're going to hear the next one in a hot second. Modern Jesus by Portugal the Man. Do you want to tell me a little bit about why you chose this song?
Yeah, this song's off the album Satanic Satanist, which is going to lead you guys on to thinking that this is, I don't know, They're a cool band. And I think if you even know, if you know Portugal the Manor, you're probably thinking of Feel It Still, because that's their brand new hit. But
right.
They're really a great band. They have probably, God, it's like 10 albums now.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah, so prolific. Pretty deep. And so this song's always been one of my favorites, and they're one of my all-time favorite bands. And the sound, it really sounds like an ode to religion or atheism, but it's really an anthem of self-belief.
Right.
And it really encourages you to think about the purpose of religion. And
yeah.
If you're really not sure what's going on, you can always believe in yourself. And I think that's a great message from this song.
It's spectacular. All right. So this is Modern Jesus by Portugal the Man. It's neither an ode to religion, nor Satanism, nor atheism. Just believe in yourself, y'all.
Yeah.
That's what we want. If you learn one thing from today's show, learn to believe. All right, I'm going to stop talking.
Don't believe in planes.
Don't believe in planes.
We got more on that later. Just wait.
You're a supplement, you're a sign, you're a bandage, pull it off. I can quit you, cut it out. Your patient, I am love. Then, faces, sad description. Oh, I was looking for you. Everyone was singing, girl is washed up hurried down the beach, and everyone is so sad. I was looking for you. Ooh, are you gone, gone, pretty little girl? Everyone cried, she was a victim.
Well, I'm sure you could have made it. haven't got the guts to call him up. Walk around as if you never cared in the first place. But if you never call, you'll end up stuck without another chance to tell him off right to his face. And even though you barely know each other, it still hurts watching him fade away. Watching him fade away. Watching him fade away. Watching him fade away. I know you never meant to put him down. And even if you did, he sure deserved it. The thought of him no longer being around, sure it would be sad, but not really different. And even though you barely know each other, it still hurts watching him fade away. Watching him fade away. Watching it fade away. Watching it fade away.
All right, and we are back for the last time. After Modern Jesus by Portugal the Man, we heard Actor Out of Work by St. Vincent off of Actor. Then we heard Redondo Beach by Patti Smith off of Horses. Then we heard Only Ones Who Know by Arctic Monkeys off of Favorite Worst Nightmare. That's a heartbreaking song. The line about New Year's Eve always makes me tear up, choke up a little bit. That's a heartbreaking song. And then we heard another heartbreaking song. I'm like really bringing it strong with the sad songs today. We heard Watching Him Fade Away by Mac DeMarco off of This Old Dog about his estranged father. So a lot of sad songs today. But to cheer us up a little bit, DJ Pauly G would like to plug a little organization that we're very fond of here at WMFO at What a Program.
So we were already talking about a certain type of avian being, and I'd like to talk about
planes.
Another one.
Planes,
yes. Right, yeah. They might not be real. And there's a group that's been advocating for a very important cause that birds might not be real.
Well, yeah.
They might not be real. They aren't real, we should say.
Yeah.
And if
they're government drones.
Yes, they're Obama drones created by Obama. And if you go to on Instagram, Twitter, YouTube, or Vimeo, birds aren't real, you'll find the truth that they're not real. They're Obama drones.
They're
sent
Obama
to brainwash
drones.
Us.
Yeah.
And we need to rise up.
And poop on our cars.
Yes.
Yeah. So,
airplane noise, birds.
Airplane
noise,
birds, everything that comes from the sky. Just destroy it.
These avian beings, these robots, these machines.
All right, and I'd also like to plug the clickhole quiz. What's it called? The squid one?
No, that's just for you.
All right, well, I'd like to plug it. It's called what? You are a giant squid. Can you destroy a boat? Something
yes,
like that.
Yes, exactly.
And basically, it's a BuzzFeed style quiz, and it is exactly what it sounds like. So we have about 5 minutes left here on the program. Stick around afterward for the All Chat, the video game talk show hosted by Mr. Gracias. I think he's still training some people today, so you're going to get to hear some people like fumble around with like cords and cables and stuff, and it's going to be nice and amateurish the way that we like it here. Now I'd like to play for you guys a song by Queen. It's called 39 off of A Night at the Opera. And It's about a it takes place after the Earth has kind of died, and we can't live there anymore. We've used up the resources. So this fleet of this troop of space explorers go out to find a new planet that we can populate. They find one, and by the time they come back, because of theory of relativity, they've only aged about 1 year, and everybody else has aged about 80 years. So their spouses are gone, their children are as old as they are, and it gives me chills. So this is 39 by Queen. This has been What a Program, hosted by Bingo Crisco with special guest star
DJ Paulie G.
And you've been listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. If you want to follow What a Program, hop on over to facebook.com/whataprogram. That's all I'm going to say. Here we go. 39 by Queen. Bellissima. Have a good day.
Pity me.